Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, March 27, 2018. And we're now ready for 38th Psalm. Psalm David to bring to remembrance. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desires before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me, as for the light of mine eyes, it is also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that opened not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they that are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord, O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Well, this should be the cry of every one of God's little children, that in our flesh dwells no good thing. Is that your experience? Certainly has been mine. We are in a warfare between the spirit and the flesh. And there are those that deny that. They try to say that they no longer are in a warfare. David's experience and my experience certainly don't concur with that. David says there's no soundness in his flesh. And he says his iniquities are gone over his head. Those in the holiness movement try to say they no longer sin or struggle with sin. Well, if they think that they don't have sin, then they are blind. They are blind. David said his wounds stink and are corrupt because of his foolishness. He said his loins were filled with a loathsome disease. He said there's no soundness in his flesh. That's been my experience. There's no soundness in our flesh. In our flesh dwelleth no good thing. David said he was feeble and he was sore broken by reason of the disquietness of his heart. Well, one of the signs of a person's election is their realization that their hope is in Christ. He says in verse 15, "For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord, my God." And he also recognizes that God is his salvation. He says, "Forsake me not, O Lord, O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation." Jesus Christ is our salvation. He is our salvation. There is nothing good in our flesh, but because we have been given the faith of Christ, because we have the imputed righteousness of Christ, we can declare that He is, in fact, our salvation. There's no salvation apart from Jesus Christ. In my flesh dwelleth no good thing, but in Christ dwelleth all good things. His mercies are new every morning. His compassions fail. He is our salvation. He is our strength. He is our hope.